Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
This is Hotel Mars, Episode N. I'm John Batchelor with David Livingston, Dr. Space himself, my colleague and co-host and co-pilot. Starship. SpaceX, writes Reuters, has few alternatives if lawsuit upends Musk's Texas launch plans. This, of course, points to the spectacular success of SpaceX launching Starship on Super Heavy. And the next plan is to do it again, to get back on that horse and ride, except a lawsuit shows up about the environment. And to sort this out, we welcome Doug Messier, the managing editor of Parabolic Arc, parabolicarc.com, because, as I recall, there was a lengthy investigation including the environment and fish and wildlife for the Boca Chica site, even before Starship launched. This had to do with moving from Falcon 9 to Falcon Heavy, or the heavier launches from Boca Chica. Also, Boca Chica is said to just be a test site. In other words, not, though they call it Starbase, the actual commercialization of all of this equipment will take place somewhere else, probably Florida. At least that was the plan when I first paid attention. Doug, a very good evening to you. Thank you for joining David and myself. The lawsuits, yes. Who are they and what do they want? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, the lawsuit was filed after the Starship Super Heavy launch, and it was filed by four different environmental groups, Center for Biological Diversity, American Bird Conservancy, Surfrider Foundation, Save RGB, and also a Native American tribe, Carrizo Comacruto Nation of Texas, Inc. So basically what happened is in 2014, FAA conducted a full environmental impact statement on the site. And that was primarily for Falcon 9 and Falcon Heavy rocket launches. Those rockets are very reliable right now. And they decided that they gave permission for SpaceX to launch from there. SpaceX changed its plans subsequently and decided to launch the much larger and much more powerful Super Heavy Starship combination from there. And the environmental groups say that a full environmental impact statement should have been done because of the change in the rocket and the subsequent larger impact, potential larger impact on the site. So, but the FAA decided that a less rigorous, less time-consuming environmental assessment could be done. That was done. The FAA approved the site for Starship launches last June with a series of mitigations that SpaceX would do to mitigate the impact on the wildlife refuge, the marshlands, and the endangered species that live nearby. So during the comment section for that assessment, these groups and other groups said that the EIS should have been done. So they filed a suit saying that the FAA was basically wrong, and they're asking for a full EIS, which could, if the courts grant that, could cost several years and could delay further launches from the site for several years.
David?
Doug, from your sources, are you hearing that this suit has a lot of strong merit to it, or is it weak? What do you think?
Well, it's very hard to say right now. I spoke with one expert on these issues who wasn't sure how this is going to go. It's possible the groups could win their suit. It's also possible that the courts will just say, hey, this is done and finished. So it's a lot of uncertainty. There could be delays on future launches, even if they're granted the permission to continue launching from that site. And I think that the launch itself created some problems for SpaceX because it sent this plume of dirt, sand, and pulverized concrete miles away from the launch site. Some of it landed in Port Isabel, which is about 6 miles northwest of the launch site, which it should not have done. And it threw debris into the marshlands nearby. So I think that the case that they're bringing now is probably strengthened by that. Now, whether the FAA and SpaceX can say, hey, you know, we're making subsequent changes to how we're launching this thing. We're not going to destroy we're going to replace the concrete pad that was destroyed by the launch with a water-cooled steel plate that should solve a lot of the problems we saw in the first launch, that may fly with the courts. So we'll have to see. There's not a real clear answer right now.
If I recall correctly, the original FAA approval last year included the detail that this was going to be a test site, Boca Chica, and not the actual starbase, anticipating launch to orbit, launch to moon, launch to Mars. That looked like it was moving to Florida. Is that still accurate, Doug?
SpaceX has started building a launch pad at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. It's going to be near Pad 39A, which is used for human launches to the space station and also used for other launches. Be a little further away from Pad 39B, which NASA will use for Space Launch System flights to the moon. Whether the problems at Boca Chica with this launch and the debris cause a re-analysis of that idea, I don't know. But they have been working on a launch pad there. And there was also a study, I don't know what the status of that is, of building a Starship launch pad north of where the 39A and 39B are. There was some opposition to that when that was first broached a couple of years ago from environmental groups because there are wildlife preserves there as well. So it's a little uncertain as to what's going on with that.
David?
What sure that will be.
If he does move operations to the Cape, any estimate of how long it would take to complete it? What's the status of their work at the Cape right now to launch a Starship?
Well, they're building the pad right now. They built a production facility nearby. So I haven't seen that Musk has put out any estimates on when that might be operational. One thing they are doing is that they launched the Crew Dragon spacecraft from Pad 39A, which is near where this launch pad is being built. They're modifying the launch pad they have down at the Cape Canaveral facility, the Air Force base there, or Space Force base, to launch Crew Dragons from there. They normally just launch satellites and spacecraft from there without any people on that. So that might address one of the concerns in case Pad 39A gets taken out by an explosion or problems with the launch. So it's going to be a while. The Super Heavy Starship system has been grounded by the FAA. This is a pretty normal process after a rocket blows up or fails, and SpaceX is doing a investigation into what happened and how to address it. So it's going to be a number of months before the pad is at Boca Chica is repaired and they can launch again. And that's separate from the lawsuit.
The Boca Chica site itself, does it remain viable for Falcon 9, Falcon Heavy? It's just Starship.
I don't believe so. I don't believe that's the plan to do that right now. But yeah, I mean, they could probably do that if they wanted to, but I'm not sure if that would make any sense. I know that they have two launch pads on the East Coast, one at Kennedy Space Center and at the space at the Space Force Base. And they've got one launch site at Vandenberg Space Force Base in California, and they just got approval to take over another one. So they're not really short of launch pads right now. So I don't think there would be I've not heard any plan for, you know, hey, let's go launch the Falcon 9s from Boca Chica.
Doug Messier is the managing editor of Parabolic Arc, parabolicarc.com. David Livingston, Dr. Space of the Space Show. This is Hotel Mars, episode N. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Hey, Central Ohio. The Nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. Coda riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist Coda customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the Nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at coda.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.